Chapter 5. I wish I had known that apologizing is a sign of strength. My father was a fan of John Wayne. He saw one of Wayne's last movies, True Grit, where Wayne proclaimed, "Real men don't apologize." My dad took John Wayne to be a true prophet and followed his example. My father was a good man. He was not an abuser. He was not even an angry man. But from time to time he would lose his temper and speak harshly to my mother and sometimes to my sister and me. In his 86 years, I never remember hearing him apologize. So I simply followed his model. And John Wayne had another convert. I don't mean that I made a conscious decision never to apologize. The fact is, the thought of apologizing never crossed my mind. Before marriage, I could not imagine ever doing or saying anything to my wife that would warrant an apology. After all, I loved her. I intended to make her supremely happy, and I was certain she would do the same for me. However, after marriage, I discovered part of me that I never knew existed. I found out that the woman whom I had married had ideas, some of which I considered to be stupid. And I told her so. I remember saying with a loud, harsh voice, "Carolyn, think! This is simply not logical." My words would spark a sharp response, and we would be on a downward spiral. After such episodes, we would both go silent and not speak to each other for hours or sometimes days. After the passing of time, I would break the silence and begin to talk to her as though nothing had happened. We would have a few good days or months before there were more harsh words. I did not recognize it at the time, but now I see clearly. I was simply doing what my father had done. I never apologized. In my mind, I blamed her for our altercations. Needless to say, in the early years, we did not have a good marriage. Shortly after our wedding, I enrolled in seminary and began theological studies. It was in this context that I discovered that the Christian scriptures have a great deal to say about confession and repentance. Confession means to admit that what I did or failed to do is wrong. Repentance means that I consciously turn from that wrong and seek to do what is right. I was attracted by the boldness of John the Apostle, who said, "If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness." I realized that I had allowed myself to be deceived. Blaming Carolyn for my outburst was evidence of my deception. I found great personal solace in confessing my sins to God. To be totally honest, it was much more difficult to learn to confess my failures to Carolyn. However, over the next few months, I did learn to apologize and found that Carolyn was fully willing to forgive. In time, she too learned to apologize, and I extended forgiveness. After spending a lifetime counseling other couples, I am convinced that there are no healthy marriages without apology and forgiveness. I draw this conclusion from the reality that all of us are human, and humans sometimes do and say things that are demeaning to other people. These unloving words and actions create emotional barriers between the people involved. Those barriers do not go away with the passing of time. They are removed only when we apologize and the offended party chooses to forgive. A few years ago, I teamed up with another counselor, Dr. Jennifer Thomas, and did extensive research on the art of apologizing. We asked hundreds of people two questions. First, when you apologize, what do you typically say or do? Second, when someone apologizes to you, what do you expect to hear them say or do? Their answers fell into five categories. We call them the five languages of apology. The evidence was clear. What one person considers to be an apology is not what another person considers to be an apology. Thus, couples often miss each other in their efforts to apologize. He says, "I'm sorry." She is thinking, "You certainly are. Now, is there anything else you would like to say?" She is waiting for an apology. He thinks he has already apologized. Typically, we learn our apology language from our parents. Little Cole pushes his sister Juliet down the stairs. His mother says, "Cole, don't push your sister. Go tell her you're sorry." So little Cole says to Julia, "I'm sorry." When Cole is 32 and offends his wife, he is likely to say, "I'm sorry." He is doing what his mother taught him to do, and he doesn't understand why his wife does not freely forgive him. However, his wife had a different mother. Her mother taught her to say, "I was wrong. Will you please forgive me?" This is what she is waiting for Cole to say. In her mind, "I'm sorry" does not qualify as an apology. The apology languages. Here is a brief summary of the five apology languages that we discovered in our research. 1. Expressing regret. "I'm sorry" may well be the first words in expressing this apology language. However, you need to tell what you are sorry for. The words "I'm sorry" spoken alone are much too general. For example, you might say, "I'm sorry that I came home an hour late. I know you have been waiting for me so we could go to the movie. I realize that we've already missed the first 30 minutes, and you probably don't want to go now. I feel bad that I did not pay more attention to the time. I got busy with work at the office. I can't blame anyone but myself. I feel like I have let you down big time."